Thank you so much for calling back. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Hi there. My name is Samantha Hayes. Yeah, my name is Samantha Hayes, and I am the compliance manager. How are you doing today, first of all?
Well, I'm a little concerned.
I know. You're not too happy. I understand. Just give me a quick moment. Yeah. I'm going to just go ahead and pull out your account, and then we can have a detailed discussion, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for staying on the line with me. And how, by the way, how do you pronounce your name? It's a very different name. Is that Ina or Ina? How do you pronounce it?
You got it right the first time. Thank you. Ina.
Ina. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I had to ask that. It's the first time I'm hearing this name. What does it mean, by the way?
It was nothing in particular. I was named after a grandmother.
Oh, that's nice. All right. Okay, Ina.
Yeah.
It's a pretty name. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
You.
So now, Ina, go ahead and let me know what exactly went wrong. I believe it has something to do with the marketing posts.
Yeah, there were none. And I was told by Haley that, indeed, there would be time to get the program going for holiday. I was concerned because it was awfully close when we talked to begin with. I then was put in touch with my account manager, Kevin, who did not return calls right away but did get to me and then was responsive. However, and then finally, right before Christmas, like 3 days before, said, we're going to get it in for holiday. And I thought, well, you know, that was actually 2 weeks ago. You know, come on. So he said, well, we could, you know, it was so late and we had so many people, we couldn't get everything done. And I said, okay, you know, let's see how it goes, because people will still be buying stuff, but it's just not really holiday. So anyway, nothing ever has come up. There has been no advertising whatsoever, no social media. And I know this because I checked it out. It's just not there. He did create a decent... or whoever is the creative over there did create a decent set of ideas. However, there were some things about the visuals, you know, I had questions. Anyway, point is, nothing was done. It didn't get done for holiday. I have lost that, you know, edge that I would have had.
Yeah.
And that was why I signed on. You know, so I just really, I want to terminate our contract with thanks, and I really want to be sure that there are no further charges, and also I would like a refund.
Okay. All right. First of all, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience that you faced, and I know things get really messy in December, but I'm not going to defend the team. Right now, I have a bit of the information, what I can see in my system in order to, you know, when I review your account. However, I do not have a detailed account of the entire project. So what I'm going to do today is that since you had a word with me, you explained the situation, and it's pretty clear and evident that, you know, this was the reason why you signed up, and the entire season, the peak time, it's already gone, and nothing has been done. So I'm just going to go ahead and investigate this further, have a word with your project manager and the marketing team that was working on this, figure this out, and call you back tomorrow, if that's okay with you, to provide you a resolution in terms of a refund. Can we do that?
I really would like to, if it's possible to get back today, I would appreciate it.
Okay, I'm going to try my best, but the thing is that some of our marketing people, like, you know, the individuals that are working on the back end of the production, some of them are in the graveyard shift. So I don't want to miss out anything, you know, I don't want to come back to you with incomplete information, and that will ultimately hold off the process of having your refund process as well. So that's the reason why. See, let me explain to you how it works. When you ask for a refund, especially in our line of work, what happens is that your project manager submits the case with the reasoning and all of that, the basic information, to the compliance manager. The compliance manager is the person who reaches out to the customer to hear their side of the story and advocate on behalf of them in order to get them a good amount of refund, because sometimes in some situations it's a partial refund, right? Now, in that situation, once the compliance manager investigates that thoroughly, they put up their notes and comments and conclude the case file and then forward it to the finance department, who will then take a decision on in terms of having the amount refunded. What amount will be refunded? If it's a partial refund, why is that a partial refund? Then we start on the negotiation side. So that's how it works. But I won't be the last person who's going to, you know, take the call. Hence, I need to have the complete information on board in order to get a maximum win-win situation on your side, rather than, you know, well, the company having an upper hand.
My understanding in the beginning was that there was not a partial thing. You know, that was not an option.
Of course.
I'm also concerned that I sent my book in PDF form and it's now appearing online. I don't know where that came from. I'm not blaming you guys.
I don't understand what you mean by that. Can you explain? What do you mean?
The book that they were going to advertise, is I sent it for purposes of creating the copy and the graphics.
The post.
I sent it in PDF form, and now that book is available online for free in PDF form. I do not know where that came from. Pardon me?
Can you confirm which platform it's available on?
I made a note about it. Okay. And again, I don't know that that came from you guys.
Okay.
I just was nervous about sending it up to begin with.
I mean, if you're seeing your book somewhere free of cost, that is a concerning matter, and I can definitely look into that. By the way, I looked at your package, and I do not see any publication involved in the package. So it's definitely not us. We did not publish your book. We initiated from the marketing itself.
All right. I don't know that that came from you, but I get very nervous. I get very nervous because it was not a protected way to send material like that.
I understand.
And I should have insisted on that. However, whatever way it got out, it got out. I've been pirated before. So not by you guys. You know, it does happen. I realize that. It's nauseating, but it happens.
Okay.
So,
I'm
left here with nothing, done, and I'm just really.
And you missed the window. I understand. Most likely it's going to be a 100% refund in your case, the way I see it at this point of time. I just need to be sure about that, and I would humbly request you to give me just 24 hours. We can talk tomorrow at the same time, if you like.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Don't worry about it.
I appreciate it, Samantha.
I'm going to talk to you. No worries at all. I'm just sad that it couldn't work out with you. And, you know, I don't know what happened.
Me too. Haley was great. And then I had some issues with timing with Kevin, the account manager, getting back to me. But, you know, ultimately he did. And I had one request, and he did take care of that. But there was a basic one about the graphics, and that never could be taken care of in time. So, you know, the way it was done. So anyway, it's a bunch of stuff.
It's just unfortunate.
Phooey.
And
I was looking forward to having the help. I really was.
Absolutely.
But, you know?
Absolutely. If you paid the amount and you signed up with us, you signed up for a reason. And, of course, if you're not going to get that, it's your basic consumer right to actually get your money back. That's what you paid for, right? And especially at this point in time, since the window has been missed by us, whatsoever the reason is. So let me see what are the options, including the refund. And first of all, I just got to dig through and talk to the team, see what's going on their end. If they didn't do that, why didn't they do that? And then I'm going to complete your case, call you tomorrow, give you the updates, and then we'll just wait for the finance team to get back to us on the answers. I'm not going to send you case through until and unless you confirm that this is the actual scenario, okay? So don't worry about that. I'm not going to present any kind of false narrative. I'm your advocate here. So I'm going to try my best to get you maximum output out of this, okay?
If you could send me an email to that effect, that would help. Is that
okay,
possible?
All right. I'm going to go ahead and do that right away. Don't worry about it, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Samantha.
No worries at all. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, okay?
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.